Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight at latalkradio.com, Dr. Pat Allen Live, Empowered Communication. The call-in number is 323-203-0815, and we are live on the air. Dr. Allen, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, and I've got my vaccination.
Oh, good.
I've got to get
stuff.
The second one next week.
Yeah, it's a little controversial, but you didn't seem to have any problems. I know some people are, but, you know, do your research and watch your health, like Dr. Allen says.
I do whatever. I like
Hello?
Dr. Fucci.
Oh, look at that. We have a live caller. Caller, you're live on the air with
good.
Dr. Allen. A question.
Hello?
Somebody's got the radio on.
Yeah, you gotta turn your radio off, Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm new listening online, but Dr. Pat Allen, this is Karen, and I haven't talked to you for a long time.
I've been working for 50 years. Can you imagine?
Well, I've known you 40.
For 50 years. What?
I've known you 40.
Okay.
Karen, from a long time ago, and I just want to give a tribute to you because there's not a day that goes by that something in my head doesn't teach me how to walk like Pat Allen taught me to walk. And not only me, but I keep sending the young ones to you that are still having all the problems I had. You are
good.
An amazing,
well,
amazing woman.
Thank you. But can I help you today?
No, I'm just enjoying the heck listening to all the people that come on. Been there, done that. My husband's Don. Remember, you walked me through everything. I was a
Don't
giver.
Don't feel too much privacy. Keep your anonymity.
No, I will. But I just wanted you to know. And I just wanted you to know that everyone listening out there, honestly, it's been almost 40 years, 35 years I've known this woman. And
I'm
she does not
sick.
Change her talk. She walks the talk. And once you get her in your head, it will never leave you. And it's a good thing that you never leave us, because I used to always say, oh, Dr. Pat Allen said, and I learned I don't say that anymore, but you're always there. And I'm just so glad to see you're still out there helping all the world like you have us, you know, many of us ladies out there that had to be in business and try to learn how to yin and yang us, you know, all over. So
I'm so happy.
Yeah,
thank
I
you
just
so much.
You're so welcome, Doctor. And hopefully I'll get to see you again soon when we get over this COVID. I just got my shot. I'm going to get my second one in 4 weeks.
Yay.
So maybe we'll all be getting together, and I have to see you again someday soon.
Good.
I'll make an appointment to come in and say hi.
Thank you.
Oh,
good.
She's amazing. Anybody who needs help in relationships or with careers. The one thing I want to say, I know what we started on years ago with me was to get me in to take care of my career life as a woman and not to, you know, and we daisy chained all the way up the ladder, which was amazing. And without
good.
You, I could not have done that. So I got to go all over the world and see the world because of you hanging in there with me
my
and teaching
goodness,
me how to take care of myself.
Goodness.
Yeah, you taught me how to take care of myself. And that was a biggie for me. People didn't walk all over me anymore. Yeah.
You know what? That's so good. Thank you for this wonderful treat.
Oh, you're so welcome. And the other thing is, I know, you know, it took me a long time to give again because I was a giver. And boy, once I got on the Pat Allen in my head, that pendulum for giving to boys, I did not give anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, that was a big lesson how to
yes.
give back. To
give back.
Give
That's
back.
Right.
Anyway, Pat,
yes.
God bless you always.
God bless you.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller, for that testimonial. Very, very nice. Okay. Well, we do have some questions we're going to take later on this evening from our business suite. But for now, I believe Brandon has another live caller for us, which he will be getting on the line. And
hello.
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast and it hit the nail on the head and of what I'm currently going through, and I had to call you. It's just incredible.
Well, good. You were driven
yes.
to call me. Okay.
Yes, and it's been weighing on my heart and everything, and I turned on this podcast and it was exactly what I'm going through, and I just wanted a little more highlight on the situation. Okay,
do
so
it.
I'm
pick my brain.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm 50. I've been married twice. My fiance is 50. He's been married twice. So we're going into our third marriage.
How long have you dated?
Oh my gosh. We've been dating going on 10 months.
Okay.
And he knew right away that
Exactly.
I know. I'm taking your advice on that. He's all about me moving in.
Well, because we don't know anybody until we know them through the four seasons. Winter people are often opposite of summer people. You know, you can get engaged on the first date, but getting married is a legal process. And I like you to know each other for at least a year, four seasons.
Right. And he thinks, you know, you can move in, you have the ring, and I'm a little old fashioned, you could say,
no problem with engaged live-ins. No problem.
Okay.
Promise rings, not good enough. And no ring is scandalous because the neighbors, your family, and anybody that's watching you is going to say, what is she doing over there being a free wife?
I know. Have your cake and eat it too kind of thing.
Yeah. So you've done it pretty good so far. So do
so
you have
far,
a question?
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm getting to the question. Yeah. He's an engineer. He's a little nerdy. excuse me. He appears to be very pretty alpha guy, but he also has a, He calls himself metrosexual, which means they're, you know, a nice dresser, and they come across as maybe gay, but they're not. I mean, he's totally not gay.
Honey, that's an alpha.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Then he's very alpha.
That's an alpha. He can be in his right lobe or his left lobe.
Oh, wow.
Is he right-handed or left-handed or ambidextrous?
He's right.
So he's got
smaller
bridge, corpus callosum. He's either in one lobe, and as an engineer, he makes his living in his left lobe.
Okay. Yeah, he's all about spreadsheets.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. But that's how he does good to feel good. Now, musicians feel good to do good. You see? So he is what he's made to be. He's temperament. There's a wonderful book, Please Understand Me, by Marilyn Bates and David Kiersey. And it's all about temperaments. We're born with them.
Okay. Yeah, he even had a spreadsheet dating, and I made the spreadsheet, and he would go out with, you know, women. It's all about quantity. You know, you do the first date zero, coffee date, and you figure it out, and you try to get, you know, it's as many dates you can set up. That's how he went into dating again. And so when he met me, he put me under the category wife material.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what is,
I know.
What is the question asking me?
It was really good.
You're telling me some things. But.
I know. There's another part to the spreadsheet. But anyway, the main question is, he seems to think it's okay to have communication. And this was on your podcast. A guy came up and asked this exact same thing. Communication with ex-lovers. They could have had a one-night stand. Friends, women as friends. He thinks it's totally okay to have communication, like via text, email, maybe Facebook Messenger. I don't know. As long as it's innocent.
It depends on the person, but it doesn't go very well. Here's what I say. Lovers cannot be friends till they're lovers with new people.
Well, he's got me, but I don't know if he said, you can't tell me that I can't have communication. It's not the same as it with you. So basically he says it's controlling. Of course, that's an alpha thing, right?
Dear, now I want you to read the book Dangerous Passions by David Buss. Jealousy is a sign of being in love.
Right.
What makes me insecure. Yeah, I understand that. He is saying, if I don't want to have sex with a woman, anybody I marry is safe. But the problem is, women that stay friends with ex-lovers are still in love, and
right.
Your enemy.
I know. I said, I don't mind if you have female friends. He goes, I have female friends, male friends. He goes, I communicate. They send me a text or a message. And because it all started with his phone was locked. And of course, I snooped and I noticed the phone was a different password. And he proceeded to tell me, you're not going to know my new password. And then he said, you'll freak out if you see messages from past
people. You know what? He already knows that he's going to have trouble. I'm afraid, my love, that he doesn't understand that you're in love with him because he's your man, and that if you're uncomfortable with him being friends with ex-lovers, he's putting your relationship in danger.
I think so, too. I mean, I do, too. And I said,
that's what I've been teaching. Lovers can't be friends until they're lovers with new people. You've got a new lover. Do you see what I mean? But the women that he's being friends with either have wusses for boyfriends and husbands who let them do it, or they don't have, and they're still in love with your guy.
Well, see, that's what I'm worried about, because I said, let me see an example, because he said, I said, have you ever slept or had an intimate relationship with any of these people? He said, he goes, yeah, possibly 30 years ago or 20 years ago. And I'm like,
no,
well,
dear.
He goes,
you know what? Talking is more intimate than having sex.
It's texting, probably. He doesn't talk, but he's all about
texting.
I got
news for you. Okay. Texting is the left lobe. That's his engineer lobe.
Yeah, he loves to text.
Okay,
he's not really texting, big on
texting does not trigger sexuality. That's why women, many women say to me, all he does is text me. And I say, tell him I'm not answering any texts anymore. I'll answer it if you're going to be late for a date. That's information. But I'm not going to communicate anything personal on a text because it's not close. It's not intimate enough. If you want to text old girlfriends, you see? Mm-hmm. It's going to cause me pain, and I'll stay as long as I can, but I may not be able to stay for the run of a marriage. I am not comfortable.
That's what I told him. I said, this makes me feel not special when you do this.
Here's the test I want you to do. I want you to go on a double date with her and her boyfriend.
Well, he won't even tell me who they are. I have no clue. He won't give an example.
No, you can ask him. Anybody you want for an intimate girlfriend or friend girl, I want to have them over for dinner, or I want to have her over for dinner so that I feel safe with her.
Hopefully he'll be her friend. Right. Because I said, I need more detail of what you're talking about because I don't really understand. I said, I want to wrap my head around this, you know, and all right, that's probably
what he's saying. Is he only talks to her from his left lobe. He talks to you from his left and his right lobe.
It sounds like he has different ones that reach out. I'm wondering if he just responds to the text or if he actually initiates any. That's my
thing. I doubt if he initiates except when he wants to give her some kind of benefit. For example, he promised to give her the name of a book or a name of a doctor or something.
Yeah, he said
your man
friends.
Sounds like once he loves somebody, they are at least his friends, but why can't they be your friends too? All it will take is one double date or one dinner over to your place with the three of you, and you'll know who she is.
If they live close or whatever, your instinct will tell you.
What?
If they live close or, you know, some of these people, because some of them are married, Kim, and He goes, when I left relationships, he said, we left on good terms.
But I want the husband and the wife to be there at the same time.
Yeah, I can say that, but I have a feeling he's going to brush it off and not. I mean, I've already.
But I want you to read, please read The Benefit of Jealousy, please, because you're so jealous that I know you love him. But what he doesn't know is the nature of women that are married, that are allowed to be with an old boyfriend or an old lover for any reason, are not with a man that's in love with them.
You mean, you're saying that it...
I'm telling you that jealousy indicates territoriality, and you have to be friendly with the person that thinks she's a friend deep with him.
To him. I know. He won't even give me examples. That's just it. What would you do if he says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that? Like, what would you do if you're in my shoes?
I don't go into other people's shoes. I've got my own.
Oh.
Here we go. What you say to him is, first you get the book Dangerous Passions, because the book says jealousy is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Right.
It's territoriality. And so if he wants to turn you off as a lover, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened in his other two marriages, honestly. You know?
Same thing.
I know, I'm thinking the same thing.
What he's doing is separating his right lobe feelings from his left lobe thinking. He's saying it when he talks to you about communication. Do you see? I'm telling you that the fact that you're in pain over his private relationship with an ex-girlfriend is normal. Men are built polygamous, we're slightly polygamous, but they're desperately polygamous, and they love to get strokes from women who are still in love with them, but married to some yo-yo that allows them to date your guy.
Well, he's naive, and he thinks, he goes, Kim, they're friends now, and he goes, I only see them as a friend.
Darling, let me say this to you. When a woman has sex with a man, she produces oxytocin.
Right. All right.
And it glues you. It glues you to that person. And exactly. I maintain, you know what's really interesting? In order to stop being glued, you have to start avoiding the smell, taste, touch of the person till somebody else claims you. You know my work.
Oh, no, I know. I even heard that today.
But I'm going to just talk to you about you.
Okay.
He's not educated about what I'm saying.
Isn't.
I'm asking you to have her over with her guy so that you can get the feel of this woman with regard to your man, future husband.
Well, I don't know how many it is. It could be several women, honestly.
Well,
that's another thing. He dropped a bomb on me and after that and said, Kim, he said, I've had sexual relationships with 45 women. And he said, and he made a spreadsheet.
That is the problem. The problem is he's having private relationships with them. Private.
I know.
Do
in
you
the
understand
locked phone.
Talking is more intimate than having sex. Sex is neck down. Talking is neck up.
Right.
Would you please get the book Dangerous Passions so you see that you're okay being jealous? Jealousy.
And he thinks I'm
okay.
insecure. He says I'm insecure.
Darling, it's not insecure. It's nature keeping women apart and men apart.
No, thanks, because I don't. He thinks it's a problem. I'm insecure and I need to fix it.
Would you please fix it by reading the book by David Buss, therapist?
Yeah.
And it's called Dangerous Passions. And the book supports jealousy as an indication of territoriality. I want to be
exactly.
a couple with, remember? I'm telling you, what are the three things we want before we have sex with a man? We want sexual and
longevity.
Social monogamy. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sexual and social.
Sexual.
Do you know what the newest game is? The newest game is men and women meet people on the internet, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And before the month is over, he's back on an internet as single. And if you don't find him there, you know, you made a mistake because they will do sexual monogamy for the medical reasons of not dying of sex. But too many people, especially men, who are built to have many women, not one woman. Why do you think they're getting into porn? We girls are not looking at men's magazines to measure dicks. They do that.
Yeah, he has some quirky ways.
I'm sharing with you that you're fairly normal in the area of jealousy.
Well, thank you. That makes me feel good.
I understand that, but I want to give you the book to read about it. And then here's what I want you to remember. He's in his left lobe. She's trying to seduce him for whatever, even if it's to masturbate to him in the middle of the night when he's not there.
Exactly. And I'm living my own place because they don't currently.
She may still. Does your man have a buck or two?
Yeah.
Does he have any money?
Well, his ex-wife, he pays quite a bit of alimony. That
I understand that because
I
have
I think
a suspicion
he does.
That he was too left lobe with her, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm telling you, he's normal in that he thinks that if I don't want a woman sexually, we are just friends. Ain't going to happen.
I know.
If he's ever put his penis in her mouth, anus, or
vagina. Yeah, I know.
And I want you to understand that leads to territoriality. And whether
you like it or not,
he's winning a point over her husband or boyfriend. Because no real man does give his woman permission to have intimate friendships with ex-lovers.
Or even if it was a one-night stand, he says, Kim, it's 30 years ago. I mean, I'm like... And then that's when he said, I've been with X number.
I got, you know what? So,
he doesn't know. The thing is, it could have been 20 years ago.
Science truth. I'm just telling you.
Right.
Don't throw him away because he's uneducated. I don't want you to say anything to him until you read the book.
The Dangerous Passion.
Dangerous Passions. But the benefit of the book is it supports jealousy as a sign of territoriality, and that's a sign of being in love. Well, that's what I'm giving you. Everything I teach is based on science.
No, because he's trying to say I'm insecure and all this, and I know
no,
it's, I
you
don't,
know what? It, please don't argue with him.
I know, I dropped it. Because I don't know
all
what
right,
to do.
Drop it because he's not having sex with them. They may be sex with him in the middle of the night, and they're probably lubricating when they're talking to him.
Exactly. I thought of that.
The truth of the matter is that her boyfriend or her husband is a wuss for letting her do it.
I know.
And your guy doesn't realize you love him. What?
Well, yeah. Okay, I'm just saying, I'll read the book, and then I'm going to say, after I read the book, I'll understand what the jealousy is and all that. Say, I'd like whoever you're communicating with that you've had sex with that you call so-called friends now, can we meet her? Can we have a party of them?
Do you understand?
Yeah,
we're
bring them
talking all. About... people he's put his penis in.
Right.
That's the maneuver of men with women. Women used to die of pregnancy and sex way back in Neanderthal. Do you understand? So I call intercourse God's moment. It's the only time we can create another human being. It's the foundation of committability. Chemistry is what people keep together through sick and thin, poor and rich.
What if he says, I'm not going to do that. We're not going to double date. I'm not going to have anybody over her or him. I mean, I'm not, because there's more than one, I think. What do I say to that? What do I say? Just say,
what
I don't,
say
I mean,
is,
what's
I'll
my, I guess, what's my
long
risk?
As I can. I'll put up with this pain as long as I can.
Because what's the risk of being married to somebody like that? Like, if I allow it, I don't think I'd get married
to somebody who takes pride in their friendships with old lovers. I don't think so. Otherwise, you're going to be number three divorce.
I know. What if he doesn't call them lovers? What if he's like, Kim, it was like you said, though, if you had sex
darling,
with a lover.
If he
had
oral, anal, vaginal intercourse, he did it. She gave him entrance to her body, which in Neanderthal time was a death-dealing adventure.
And it doesn't matter that he's left on good terms and he thinks, I said, you think you're friends, but how do you know how she feels?
Darling, do you understand that I'm telling you to ask him to please invite her and her boyfriend or her husband over for dinner so you might meet her and maybe she can be a friend of yours.
And if they live around here, great. If they don't, can I tell you how it goes? Can I call you back in a week after I look at this book? And
who said, why are you treating me like a boss?
I just want to know.
You can call me anytime. Just get on the list.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know who one of my good friends is? You actually might know her, Elizabeth Princeton.
Don't, please don't be giving names on the radio.
But yeah, I'm not.
Now, did you get what you needed?
Yes.
And he's not having sex with them, but they're fantasizing, stealing him from you. Okay?
Yeah. Well,
that's what I deal with. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, caller.
Welcome.
Thanks.
All right.
All right.
All right. Let's see what we've got going on our switchboard. I think we've got another live caller. And we'll take that call. I want to thank LA Talk Radio's Ronan for being so amazing at our switchboard and getting us hooked up with people so they can talk with us. Caller, you're live on Dr. Allen.
Yes, I do.
Here's
hi, Dr.
our favorite repeat man. I wish more men would call, but you call.
I don't have a lot of competition, but thank you for saying that. And I definitely agree with about what you said to the last caller, which
you
is
and
why,
I know it's true. Whoa.
I don't want to get too much into my old stuff, but let's just say that's an issue from the distant past. Thank goodness. I don't keep in touch with anybody who was an old lover for that reason. And also, yeah, keep getting your head a little bit too. It's like, oh, well, all right. I could always go back to that. So I definitely agree with what you said to her.
Thank you for backing me up.
Yes, and I forget where I heard this, but I heard somewhere, you know, men are as loyal as their options. So sometimes, I don't know.
I've never heard that, but that sounds great.
Men are built to be polygamous.
Do you understand my last book, In Man's World, A Woman's Universe, men are in charge of things, and whether we like it or not, men like women things. They like sex things. Do you see? We women, we're in charge of air, oxygen. What we give to relationships is talking and breathing. But if men think that we're like women, if men think that women are like men, we're not. When we're bonded to a man, every other man is nothing. But if we're bonded to a man like that last dear lady, she's in love with him, every cell in her body. And as you remember, when you were just screwing somebody, you weren't making love to her. You were simply enjoying your body.
But certainly in the past, and I would say that was definitely the case with my ex of over a year ago. Yes, she got very possessive and accused me of all kinds of cheating, and I wasn't doing anything, but she was definitely bonded.
That's right. Now, this lady, who's probably still listening, this lady is bonded to her man, and she's not doing her thing. There are couples that like open relationships, and they both have lovers. But they agree to it. I don't care what you do, as long as you both agree.
Yeah. The communication is big things. And if that's something I got from my last relationship, we did communicate better on some stuff. But, there was too much jealousy and craziness. But that's the past.
What is it you're calling for? Are you just calling to back me up on my last question?
No, but I wanted to make sure that I said that.
Good.
And I wanted to say that, like a little update, but then also a question too, which is I'm really impressed with the women that I've met lately, although they are definitely very much in the thinking department because, my goodness, a couple of them are researchers at major universities. And after I get done talking to you tonight,
do you want to know something? this stay 6 feet apart is helping me teach virtuous sexuality. Do you understand we're all living according to Pat Allen now?
Well, yes, certainly taking it, I suppose taking it slow in the beginning is what you mean.
What I mean is taking it medically slow, that closeness is dangerous.
Oh, from the chemistry perspective.
And so, you know what? So I want you to understand that people are not moving on the sex thing unless they're drunk or stupid because of the illness.
Yes, yes. And that,
there's
and,
some
and in
good,
a way...
What?
Go ahead. Please, please finish what you were saying.
There's some good in every evil, and there's some evil in every good. That's the way life is. You have to vote. Do I want to do good or do I want to do evil? Often referred to as a sin or a crime.
Well, so I'm in the situation where I'm getting to know a number of women, but again, it's very slow because we're all at a distance, and that's okay. And a lot of them
are more
in the thinking.
That's okay. So
what is the
question you have for me?
So the question is, and I think I asked a version of this before, but I'd like to hear from you more about the masculine role of conquering and competing and controlling and how that goes into early dating for men.
It's called, he says to her, why don't you ever call me and ask me out? Men are, the book, The War Against Boys by Summers, is talking about the fact that men are starting to enjoy being women, receptive, available to receive, and respect women that give, protect, and cherish, which is mama. Do you understand the sign of a man is he immediately has a plan for competing with her male. He has a complete plan for conquering her male in a loving way. Here's your flowers, here's your dinner, here's your movie. Gives concretely until he says that fatal phrase that I warn women about. He says, I noticed you're still on the dating app. I got off. And I ask women to say, did you want me to get off my dating app and be your girlfriend? Men say, I'm interested in dating you. Why are you still on the dating service? Because he thinks he's so magnificent that we females know that he wants us, and that automatically we give us to them. Do you understand?
Yes, and I think I have made that clear when we've gotten to that point in my recent relationship since I've learned your stuff in the past 5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
Yeah.
Some people know me for 50
a little bit.
Years. Jeez.
Yes.
The point is, a man is competitive with the male inside of a woman. Remember, a woman has a masculine soul. It's called the animus. You know, like U.S., like Latin has, and French and Spanish. You can tell if it's female or male because female ends in a, and male ends in U.S. Do you see?
Yes.
So any culture, Spanish, French, Latino, any culture based on Latin is automatically an androgynous. The women have female bodies, but they have male souls, the animus. And men have male bodies that want what they want now. And they have female souls called the anima. There are four people in every relationship, including mom and son and dad and daughter and sisters and brothers and whatever else. Wherever love is, androgyny is, because the brain and the heart, especially in alpha people, alphas are equally brainy, left lobe, and equally right lobe feelings. So they have a tendency to be narcissistic sometimes, and they've got to figure out if they want to be respected or cherished. That's my book, Getting to I Do, or the one I just mentioned. It's a man's world, woman's universe. I'm trying to educate people in an ancient, ancient skill of energy. See, like Einstein. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's all great. So one thing that has helped me lately is I have asked some of them if they identify themselves as career women or women with a career. And
oh,
I know
I love it. I love it. And what do they say?
They usually say, or a couple of them said women with careers, but that was also after they spent about 15 minutes telling me about their career. So sometimes I wonder if that's the way they'd like to see themselves, but the reality could be something different.
No, that's what they want to be, because they're dating you because they don't have a husband, a boyfriend, or they wouldn't be with you.
Well, they're not dating me yet. We're only in the getting to getting
we
to
are
know
getting
people.
Or you. Wait a minute. I don't approve of women interviewing men. I want women to be mystical and a secret that he has to investigate.
Well, most women that at least I've talked to lately, and I would say probably in general, are not too good at that. There are a couple of Pat Allen women out there, but not as many as I'd like to see.
I appreciate that. So why don't you ask them to be the way you want them to be? When she says, you know, why aren't you married or something? And you say to her, you have a right to interview me, but I want to date you, to meet you, to be with you, and to see if I like you enough to ask you to be my girlfriend.
So then doesn't that put me in the position of asking them stuff that they
Honey,
will
I want you to,
answer
wait a minute.
In detail?
Wait a minute. I approve of men interviewing women. I approve of building a friendship from man to woman rather than a woman who's a man to a man who's a woman. Your nature is built. You are built to be competitive, conquering, and controlling of the male within the woman that you're attracted to. Because you're attracted to her because some of her chemistry is like your mom and some of it isn't. And that gives it diversification, which nature wants for babies that are healthy. You can't marry your cousin or your babies will die.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay.
You know what Indians do? My grandson is Indian. Oh, yeah, my grandson is Indian. And he's married to an Indian who's more Indian than he is. And so I learned something from her. Did you know that a boy in one tribe cannot marry a girl in the same tribe? That's how they do it. Indians that live Indian. They have to be with a girl who's in another tribe. I love that piece of information.
Yes, well, a number
what
of the
I'm
women
saying
that I
is, compete, conquer, and control is your job as a leader man. And you're mm-hmm. competing with her male. And she says, oh, I really want to go eat over there. And you say, I appreciate you wanting to eat over there, but I'm taking you over here. How do you feel about exploring my restaurant over yours? And that's the first quiz to see if she's into following your leadership.
Yeah,
her
job is to be gone fairly well.
What?
That's gone fairly well in the past with these ladies that I'm talking to. We'll see, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to sit in a restaurant with somebody is. But
talk to them about taking them for a walk. And I don't care what you ask them for. Remember, women are into receiving, being available to receive, and respecting the man who gives, protects, and cherishes them. And her job is to decide if she wants to be cherished by a man she respects, who has to be competitive, conquering, and controlling enough to have a buck in the bank and to know how to ask her for her number and to know how to ask her for a date and to know how to negotiate romantically over the issue of sexuality.
Yeah, and you definitely helped me with all of that. So I'm looking forward to...
Well, are you reading any of my books? Have you read A Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
I have Getting to I Do and... Conversational Rape? I know I've got that somewhere.
Oh, yes. That was the one I did after I got my doctoral degree.
Yes, I have somewhere that I'm going to unearth. And since my birthday is coming up.
There's also another one. I've written bunches. There's another one that's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free. And the used-to-be old title, First It Will Piss You Off.
Now, I know that you had a DVD in the past about dating over 50, and I turned 50 next week.
Yeah, over 50, that's right.
That might be the next thing I add. Although, is there a book as well as a DVD on that?
On over 50 relationship? No.
Yeah, your stuff. I know there's the DVD.
The DVD, and that's what I said. The DVD on, what is the DVD? There's one that you can watch now, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication, for free on the website.
Yeah. Pat Allen. Oh, on your website, okay.
Yeah, that what is my good. Website? DrPatAllen.com, right?
That's the one.
Okay.
I've certainly gone there before. Okay, I'll definitely...
Okay.
Look for that.
May I go to my next client?
I want you to go to your next one. Thank you again for so much input lately, and I will definitely reach out and let
Keep
you know
calling.
How things are going. I will.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, caller. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller coming up. Just be 1 minute while Ronan gets him on the line for us.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I love you both. I'm honored. Oh, God. Dr. Pat Allen, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. There wouldn't be any show if people didn't call.
I love you. I'm in shock. I've been in therapy on and off for years, and I finally left an abusive marriage after 20 years.
Oh.
And I'm the happiest I've been in my life. A man is dating me for 3 years. But my problem is growing up.
Are you planning marriage or just mating?
Just mating, because I had such a terrible experience, emotionally abusive marriage, that I don't think I want to get married.
Oh, okay. I have no problem.
And I'm 58.
Mating is the same as marriage in my world, which is monogamous sex, monogamous social. The second thing is compatible. He's near enough to call you or see you often enough.
Yes.
And last but not least, are you both aiming towards mating or marriage? Is he accepting the idea of mating, not marriage?
Yes, because he's 58 and I'm 58 and he was never married, but he does have two grown children. So he's a non-committal man.
I love that.
Getting married.
Isn't that, honey, marriage is the legal validation. Marriage is for women and kids. Marriage is not for men. When they marry, they assume, hopefully, responsibility for you and the kids. But not right. Every man does that now. Women are taking that over very much.
Yes, I don't want to ask him for that. But my problem is growing up in a Italian family where I had to serve my brothers and everybody else.
I know it. Are you Catholic too?
Yes, I'm Catholic, and I went to a Catholic school, and it wasn't very good back in that day because, like I said, I'm 58. And, you were very, submissive. And how do I get out of this mothering? I catch myself, but I mother too much. Like, he'll work late, and we don't live together. I live with my daughter. She's 19. And
being an Italian mother? What nationality is your boyfriend?
He is Polish.
That's not too far.
But I know I mother too much, but how do I get over, I don't know, how do I get over being such a codependent or being too mothering to everybody and accept somebody doing for me? Because that was the problem my whole marriage.
Do you negotiate time, space, money, and play with your boyfriend every month?
Yes. It's about 3 years now. At first, I didn't because I'm only divorced.
Chapter 14 in the book, Getting to I Do, talks about you've got to negotiate where you can receive from him. Does he initiate sex?
Yes.
Is he a leader sexually?
Does he take out the trash? He's a wonderful leader.
What is the reason you don't give him credit for doing cherishing when he's doing these things? I want you to write down everything that you can remember that he gives to you that is basically his cherishing gift to you. Could you name some things?
Oh, there's so many little things that because of the way I had my abusive marriage, like if I say, oh, it's cold, immediately he'll jump up and he'll put the heat on. He'll get me a blanket. If we're watching a movie, he'll hand me the drink. You know, I don't have to get up to hand me the drink.
Then where are you overgiving?
I think I'm overgiving. I don't know. I think I feel like he worked late yesterday and I said, well, I made pot roast. You want to come pick some extra up? Like, I don't know. Is that mothering or is that okay?
That's mothering, but men marry for sensuous food and sexual bodies.
So it's okay that I do that? Because then my girlfriend say, oh, you know,
I got news for you. Does he take you out to movies or buy you dinner?
I never take a dime out of my pocket, no. He's always paying for dinner.
What you're doing is being spiritually married in that he's giving you concretely. Women marry for security and for status. You're a girlfriend who doesn't want to legally marry, but you're spiritually married.
Right.
Therefore, would you say that you give twice as much concrete to him as he gives to you? Or does he give twice as much to you rather than the opposite?
I say equal.
What?
about equal. I say about equal. I think it's equal. I don't think I give more or he gives more.
Then, and you give him in the way of food and sex. Am I right or not?
Totally, totally food and sex, which I totally enjoy cooking, and I totally love sex with him.
But that's
I had
Italian. I understand that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
I'm hearing that your male gives him food and sex, and his male gives you things that he gives you from money buying things.
Right.
And he accepts
he's not marrying.
What?
Right. Yeah, he's not one for gifts. Won't give me gold.
I hear that you two are, I hear that you're doing what nature wants you to do. He wants you to give him sensuous and sexual pleasure, and you want him to give you male security and financial security. And you say he does. So I pronounce you spiritually married. So what?
So that, so then what? So I guess it's just my insecurity, because I know I'm very insecure.
I got news for you. I'm only asking you to feed him and have sex with him.
I love that. That's my. I love cooking. And
what else do you want to give him? Wait a minute. What else do you want to give him?
I feel sometimes maybe I'm. I know you always said that's mothering, and I feel sometimes I'm too nurturing, and I want to know how do you know to draw the line where I don't want to be a mother.
When he says, don't do this, does he tell you to stop?
Yes, he will tell me to stop, yes.
Then say, excuse me, but not until he says stop.
Okay.
The older he gets, the more cuddling and loving he'll need.
Okay.
Or you can do the following. Honey, would you mind if I rubbed your back? What are some of the things you give him?
I guess it's more food. I'll bring food over. You know, he'll say, oh, I like the banana bread. I'll go. I'll surprise him with banana bread. He'll like my stuffed peppers. Oh, come over and pick up the stuffed peppers.
Do you give advice? Do you mother him with advice?
Because I listen to you, I used to always do that, and I don't now.
Yeah, but now you don't.
Stuck.
You make an appointment. You make an appointment.
And I say to him, do you want to hear my opinion? And then he'll say yes.
I love
yes.
it. I love it.
But I learned that
you.
From you. I love
I know
you.
That, but
you
you're doing
my
it. Honey, I saved your relationship because you applied what I taught you. There are many people don't do what I say, and they have a right not to.
You are. I have
what
it
I'm
in
saying
my phone.
Is, I hear that you are being a sharing person.
Yes, and I'm my.
So why don't
is,
you? But if you have advice, you must make an appointment.
That's
but
what I do.
But when it comes, it's honey. I've baked this and I baked that. Do you want some?
Okay.
All you got to do is get his approval, and that's not mothering.
So then what exactly is the line where it gets mothering?
Mothering is teaching him how to be better dressed, how to solve problems.
Okay. Now I leave him alone.
Watch. It's take the pledge. Raise your right hand, please.
Yes, I know the pledge.
I promise.
On my honor. I know
to
it.
To respect my boyfriend.
To respect my boyfriend.
And not teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him.
And not teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him.
Unless
I have
first,
to call a doctor, a live lawyer.
Call a police, a doctor, or a lawyer first.
To sue him. Yes, I know it. Okay. I know it.
This is fun.
And then what about one other? Could I ask you one other question?
Yes. What?
Okay. then also, like, I'm a hairdresser. So I'll say, oh, you need a haircut.
Good.
You know? Is that mothering if I notice he needs a haircut? I just don't know how to, because after being married for 20 years and with my husband for 25 years, I don't know if go ahead.
Do you want me to do your hair? Not, it's time for me to do your hair.
Oh, ask then. Okay.
One's a woman and one's a mother.
Okay, that's where I have that confusion that I don't want to be a mothering because I'm so used to being a mother.
And don't teach, preach, bitch, moan, question. You understand? That's mothering.
Right.
Here's the words for a woman. I'm looking at something right now. I'm going to tell you. Oh, I lost the page. Anyway.
You were saying to ask, not tell.
Yeah, I know what I'm
saying. You don't...
I'm turning pages
on
something that's giving me... Let's see. Oh, there is a devil. There is a devil. I know there's a devil. I'm Irish Catholic.
Oh, my school was Irish Catholic, and the Catholic school I went to for 8 years, and it was different back then. It's not, you know, wasn't too good.
It was good for the time. It was good for the time.
The religion, was good.
I'm going to give you the characteristics of a girl, a woman.
Okay.
Abstract, not concrete. I want to be married. I want to have a baby. They're not concrete. A guy's concrete. I want you to have my baby. Processor.
Okay.
He's a performer. You're a feeler. He's a thinker. You want to be cherished. He wants to be respected. Where did it go? Cherish, follower. Yeah, respected. So you're a follower. He's a leader. You're a responder. He's an assertor. You protect kid. He's protector. You're provided. He's the provider. You're passive. He's active. You're self-loving. He's other-loving. There.
Okay. Okay. And then what about, right, and now what about like Valentine's Day this weekend? I don't, normally I would have brought it up and said, what are we doing? Did you make reservations? So I said that would be the man.
Asking him. That would be a woman asking a man if he wants to be the leader. And if he says, oh, I don't know, do you want me to design Valentine's Day, honey?
So it would be okay for me to bring it up then? I thought that would be masculine.
No, it's what you say. Do you have plans for Valentine's Day or do you want me to plan it?
So it would be okay for me to bring it up?
Yes, it is okay.
That's where I get confused. I thought that would be being masculine.
No, here's what being... I want us to go to this restaurant and make love, you see, and I want a red lingerie present. That's mothering.
Okay.
Being a woman is, do you have any plans for us for Valentine's Day or do you want me to plan it?
Okay, asking, not telling, like you said before. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. That's very good. I love you. Thank you. You were a godsend.
I love you so much too.
You're helping me so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, so we've got another caller heading in here to our phone line. And yeah, the website, by the way, is www.drpatallen.com. That's drpatallen.com. All right.
No dots anyplace.
No, it's just drpatallen.com. Sometimes there's a little confusion on that, but we got it going on. And then, of course, if you want to find that Over 50 Relationship DVD set, you can go to oneistore.com and you will find
it. Box of Latiana Williams.
Okay, we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. If you don't recognize the number, it's probably us if you called in and you're in our queue. So pick up so you can get in a hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen and get all your questions answered. Yes, we still do have the relationship video free on drpatallen.com. You can go there, click
What's
it.
What's the name
and
of
if
it?
You want to hear, it's the chemistry, pardon me, chemistry compatibility.
Compatibility, yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi. So my question is, I've called a few times before, and I've been with my boyfriend at the end of March. I think it'll be 6 months then.
Oh, good. You've gone through the perfect period. Then you've gone through the imperfect period. And now you're going into the negotiable period.
Yeah.
So what are you negotiating?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we're slowly negotiating certain things, but we haven't openly negotiated. I think we adjust.
Okay. All right. But, and it's okay with you. It's okay with me.
Yeah. So my question is, he pays for everything. If he does ask me to pay for something, it's usually a very small percentage. We spend all
But he knows
all
that you're
together.
Willing to pay if you've got
yes.
the money. That's all I want you to let him know. What?
Oh, right. Yeah. So he knows that. And he doesn't really expect me to, unless, like, he invited me and my daughter to go with his family to California. And he buys me stuff, and he's very caring towards her, and I we're getting to know each other more and more, and
friendship is building.
Yes.
Under every good romance is a solid friendship where you know and trust each other will keep your agreements.
Right. And so, but my question is I'll still get a lot of anxiety if I, like, for example, last week there was one day where he was like, do you want to spend time with your daughter? I'm going to be gaming with my friend. And I just have so much anxiety that he's going to do something. And I don't like that.
I promise you, he's 6 minutes away from dead.
What do you mean by that?
Every relationship ends. Enjoy
True.
Him while he's here.
Okay. I guess
what you're saying is
yeah.
he can't give you any security about him. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, I don't understand though. Like, I don't understand why, like
okay, we're going to do a little therapy. If your
okay.
dad walked in the phone, if the dad walked in the room, would he say, how did you do today? Or how did you feel about what you did?
Oh,
or would he
I don't
talk
remember.
To you at all?
Right. Well, I had my dad wasn't around, and my stepdad was drunk and druggy, and so he didn't really. I mean, I think he
do
did
you
talk
understand,
to us. But I yeah.
Do you understand that men represent God to the women they love?
Yeah.
Mm. And you were really wounded. Mm-hmm. And you need to read the book Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard.
Okay. You know what? Thank you for reminding me, because I have been reading it, and I don't understand how to make friends with a perverted man, because at times that I have had issues with him, which are really issues with me, I don't understand how the book says to befriend the pervert. I don't understand how to do that. Other than just,
I don't know what you're talking about. What book are you talking about?
In the Wounded Woman, she talks about the perverted man.
It says what? Quote it.
I don't have the...
Well, I'm going to say it my way.
Okay.
You are wounded since infancy by the men that call themselves dad.
Right.
Drunk men are men that knock out their masculine brain in favor of their feelings, and they're women, not men. You are wounded, and because of that, it's your wound. And what that book said was you've got to act as if they are normal, nice men,
right?
Unless they do something that causes you to call a doctor, a lawyer, or the police.
I
forbid you to share your... You can write a letter to them and read it to a girlfriend, you know, just for pain. But please, God, don't let your dead whatever back then, don't let them ruin your life by wounding you and then you talking to everybody about it.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Because when I do think
because
like that,
you're scripted.
So much-
I do
Ooh,
script.
Right.
You have been scripted to be abandoned by the men that you want to father you.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. And
I got
always-
news for you.
Yeah.
That's why I did. I refer you to Wounded Woman, or did somebody else?
No, just from listening to your show, I.
Okay,
to be honest,
then it was me. It sounds like me. I have my book. You know, I've got my books. Anyway, make the quote that confused you, and I'll show you what I said. The quote about perceiving, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't
the
have
book
it, but
said.
Hmm.
What did the book tell you to do?
I just remember, and I kept forgetting to call and ask about it. I just remember something like that you have to learn how to make friends with the perverted man, or to find a way to make him good or something like that. And
I said it to you.
Right, you
Unless
did.
You have to call a police, a doctor, or a lawyer, don't complain about him and his doing this or his going there. Or don't do that.
Okay. Yeah, because I have found myself doing that, and then I get really
You were wounded when you were too little, and because of the wound, your PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and now I'm going to give you another book.
Yeah.
It's by Francine Shapiro, who created EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization trauma work. And the book is called, listen to this, Getting Past Your Past.
Yeah, I need to read that one. Yeah.
You need
to
read
that. I do want
to
try that. I know, I
and
understand
you,
because, yeah, go ahead.
And if you ever can... I'll give you the number of the EMDR International Office in Texas, and they'll give you the names of therapists in your area that do EMDR. Do you want that?
I'm not where I can write it down, but I will look it up because I have been thinking a lot
Wait
about it.
Wait a minute. This is being recorded.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yes. Please do that. That's right.
It's called EMDR International Association. The toll-free free number is 866-451-5200 and ask them for a list of therapists in your area that you can maybe go to for a few times and do some EMDR trauma work.
Okay. I'll definitely do that because I don't want to, because I look around and I'm like, wow, I have so much proof that he cares about me and he loves me.
Dear, all I'm telling you is you are wounded when you are an infant and the wound is still there and it's impacting your relationship. So
yeah,
would you please,
and I
want to
enjoy it, yeah.
Please don't tell him about your pain. Unless
okay.
You first have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer about him.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll do that.
But I gave you a treatment program that will mm-hmm. get you a trauma therapist that in a short order will help you talk yourself into feeling more comfortable. But the book, Getting Past Your Past by the creator of the EMDR, is wonderful in explaining what I'm saying to you.
Okay. I'll do that.
Got it?
I got it. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We've got some more calls coming in, Dr. Allen.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're just going to get connected here. Until then, I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you. And I want to remind everybody that the One Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And your donation is 100% tax deductible.
Please leave your message for 81840.
Okay, callers, don't forget. We're going to call you back if you're in our queue and we want to talk to you, not your voicemail. Until then, I'll remind you 323-203-0815 is the number to call in to talk to Dr. Allen. And I think Ronan's getting us a
Hello?
Different caller now. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you so much uh-huh. for calling me back.
Well,
I was calling.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. I actually was calling because I just found out about Pat Allen, like, this week on Sunday. And
how
I'm really
you,
excited.
How did you find out? How did you find out?
I was talking to
did a friend.
So I'm really young. I'm 31, and I was talking to an older lady about relationships. And she told me about your book and your podcast.
Okay, good. So what do you want to ask me?
So I probably found you about 2 months too late, but I was dating
a guy. Oh, no, I might have a gimmick.
Okay. I was dating a guy for about two. I was dating a guy for about 2 months.
You were dating him or he was dating you? Who was chasing who?
Well, okay, so he was dating me for about 2 months.
He was dating. So a man was dating you. You want to be cherished or respected?
Cherished.
Number one, we all want both. You want to be cherished and respected by a man who wants to be respected and cherished as a reward. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so what is the question?
So where I messed up is after about the third date, I was intimate with him. But I've already figured out it was a big mistake in your book.
I know that. So you had intercourse with him. Has he dated you since that event?
He did. For a few more weeks, we dated after that.
Okay. Did he stop dating you now?
Yes. So we were semi-long distance because he worked in Boston and I'm in Atlanta. So he had to go like back and forth for work. So when he came back from his last visit to Boston, he started not dating me so well. Like he would reschedule dates and be late to dates and like doing really weird stuff that he didn't do in the beginning.
Well, you know what that is? He didn't have time to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Do
so
you want to send him a hi-bye letter?
I don't know.
I'll give it to you. Can you write something down?
Yes. Hold on one second.
Okay. I'm going to give you the five paragraphs in this letter.
Okay.
Paragraph one is everything you liked about him.
Okay.
The second is the pain of realizing that you gave him you without building a friendship first.
Okay.
He picked your cherry and you let him.
Dad did.
That you found out that you made a mistake and that if you had to do it again, you wouldn't have intercourse with him unless you were his girlfriend.
Okay.
Because, and the third paragraph is, I don't want to be alone. And the fourth paragraph is, I want to be in a boyfriend, girlfriend, committed relationship with you or someone like you.
Okay.
Fifth paragraph, thank you for reading my apology for my mistake and my invitation to date you virtuously.
Okay.
Now you write that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Can I text it to him?
Yeah, you can text it to him. What?
I said, or is that
you can email it. Why can't you just write it and mail it to him?
I could do that.
Do whatever's comfortable. You can't tell him about it. You write it.
Okay.
Or you text
him. And my next question was, like, so when he came back from Boston, he like told me he needed time to think, which was
that's
really
right.
Weird.
You
after
know
I
why?
Confronted him.
The distance between you became bigger and worse. So I want you to get this letter to him as fast as you can.
Okay.
Read me back what you think you heard me say about the five paragraphs.
Okay, so the first one is what I liked about him. The second
right.
one is the pain of realizing that I made a mistake by having sex too soon without being his girlfriend. The third paragraph
where?
Is letting him know that I don't want to be alone. The fourth paragraph is letting him know that I want to be in a relationship with either him or someone like him. And then the
Beautiful.
Last paragraph, thanking him for reading my apology and inviting him to date me again virtuously.
There. How do you feel about writing that to him?
Really nervous because one last thing. So I was reading about the 8-week rule. And
yeah.
I reached out to him like 2 weeks after I didn't hear from him. And so I was wondering if I threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing by doing
no,
that.
No, darling, send him the letter anyway. The worst that
okay.
can happen is nothing. He doesn't even write you back or he says no, whatever. What we're doing is taking you to the bottom of the lesson you've got to learn.
Okay.
I'll tell you an experience since this virus has come up. I've had a couple couples that decided they were going to quarantine themselves together and live together in order to be in quarantine and build a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The problem
right.
is the faster a man gets left, the less he can fall in love.
Mm.
Men like having sex for sex. We like making love. But making love is when you're monogamous sexually and social. You're compatible, and you might not be because of the distance, but we're going to send a letter just so you can know you did everything you could. So compatible for dating. And the last is you're aiming towards marriage, or you're aiming towards just mating, no marriage.
Yeah, definitely not just mating.
Okay, you're aiming towards marriage. But that's for people, like when a man says, I want you to get off the dating sites, I want you to be my girlfriend, and you say to him, but I'm aiming towards marriage. Are you open to that? And he says, yes. Then you can go forward and have your wedding night.
See, we had that conversation about wanting marriage and
wanting that in
the next couple of years. But we didn't officially say that we didn't do the exclusivity. We just had the conversation, like, if we're in this, what is the end goal? Like, if we like each other.
No, see, that's the point. You've got to do monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals. Those three things before you have intercourse. You can have every form of sex except oral, anal, vaginal, intercourse.
Until, so if we start dating again, do I start over? Like, or since I already had sex with him, should I start over and this time we are not doing anything again until I have those three C's?
No, yes, that's why you said at the end, thank you for reading this and dating me virtuously.
Okay. All right.
Men don't marry vaginas. They marry virtue.
Okay.
They play with vaginas.
Got it.
Okay, so let's do it. And he may say
no. I'm
going to
do it.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's virtuous.
Okay.
Okay.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I really didn't expect to be able to talk to you tonight. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Why not? That's what you did. Try again.
I thought I was going to be on a long hold.
Okay, what?
Well, we hope that you are going to update us after you send the letter.
I will. I'm going to work on that letter, and it will be out before the weekend is over, because she said as soon as possible. So as soon as I get it together, I'll send it. And I'll be listening to you every week, and I'm going to finish that book probably this weekend.
Good.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Excellent. That high pie letter is a massive tool.
Yes, it really is. It really is.
She really got it. She got it. I believe we do. I'm double checking with our switchboard. Oh, we got one right now. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hi.
I had two men dating me, and
good.
One of so I had a bit of a falling out, a sort of conflict with one man yesterday, and I just want to be sure that I handled this in a feminine way. This particular man has a restaurant, and he invited me, but under the he's like, it would be cute to pretend that we don't know each other and we can flirt from across the bar, and I'll send you a cab, and then we can like leave to go get drinks together. And I thought it was like fun and playful, so I went,
not realizing that he had a meeting. So he like kept me waiting for 40 minutes and I felt really uncomfortable. So I told him that it didn't feel good for me. And he told me that it wouldn't be too much longer. But then after a while that felt too much longer, I just left.
Yes.
And okay. Okay, good.
You were very much a lady who was uncomfortable. You spoke up for yourself. He said, oh, just a little bit longer. And you were not comfortable and you left. Now, if yeah. he's a gentleman and he wants to date you again, he'll arrange it so he doesn't abandon you, you know, sitting on your stool. I think what you did was take care of yourself.
Okay, good. Good, good. Thank you.
If you let him get away with that, he would do it to you all the time.
Yeah.
But the only thing I would add is, I know you're busy, sir, but I'm too uncomfortable to wait any longer. Always stroke a man for taking you out or helping you or driving you or doing whatever so that he knows you're not just criticizing him and mothering him.
Okay, thanks.
But that...
Yeah.
And when you were ready to go home, you said, I can't do this anymore. Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. Have you got that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you yeah. did what I would have taught you to do, other than I appreciated when you asked me out, but I just can't do this sitting, waiting anymore.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's good. I'm going to add that in the next time. Yeah.
Good.
So, thank you. Can I ask you about the second man?
Yes, you can.
Okay. This man has been very consistent, and we have been going on dates every weekend for a month.
How many dates? How many?
Four.
That's it. I always ask women to date a man 3 times to see if there's chemistry. If there's chemistry, you can start dating 4 times, 5 times, whatever. So are you picking up that you have chemistry for him?
Well, that's my dilemma, Dr. Allen, because
what is
there has been, I haven't picked up on him flirting with me. Like, he's very consistent in taking me out. But there's no...
Honey, I hear a man that knows how to court a woman. That's what I'm hearing. He's competitive, conquering, and controlling you into dating him.
Okay.
Is that bothering you or is that pleasing you?
Well, it's pleasing me, but I would like to know that he has romantic interest. Right now, it sort of feels like friends. I don't know if he thinks I'm
pretty. I got news for you. Men... No. He's building a friendship. He's proving he's a man.
Okay.
I want you to date him until you know he's not your man.
Okay. I can do that.
But I want you to date 2 other men along with him.
Okay.
Don't commit to him without him knowing it.
Yeah. It feels so emotionally taxing trying to like talk to so many people, especially since I'm starting to get attached. But I can do it.
I know you're getting attached. He wants you to get attached, but do you want to build a relationship? Because he's building a friendship right now.
Yeah.
So please let him lead. Unless you have to call the police, a doctor, the lawyer.
Okay. No, I'm comfortable with
persistence
that.
Is masculinity. Do you want to be cherished by a man or do you want to be respected?
Definitely cherished.
How will I know about the compatibility? Like the chemistry?
Because
you know,
he will, honey, he will talk and ask you questions.
Okay.
You're applying for the job of wife. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, then act like you're applying for a job as wife. Answer the questions honestly. And don't have intercourse unless you're committed monogamously, sexually, socially. You're compatible because you've made friendship. And you're both going towards marriage.
Yeah. Okay.
No intercourse until you know who he is.
Yeah.
Got it?
Got it. Loud and clear.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Practice.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Dr. Allen. Here's the question. The contract of monogamy, continuity, and longevity is required for couples who intend to mate or marry. Does it also apply to lovers who are having a love affair while married to other people?
No, that's a whole different contract. I have people who are married to sick and dying people that have found a neighbor or somebody to be lovers with while they're going this horrible. This sounds weird, but this is, I have had one where the woman became Alzheimer's and was in a hospital, and she fell in love with the neighbor client, the patient, and he and his girlfriend, lover, would visit the other couple, and they wouldn't recognize, she wouldn't recognize her husband. So I'm not a moralist, I'm a therapist, and therefore, if people negotiate something like you're describing, that's their business. I just have to report child abuse, elder abuse, and disabled adult abuse. I don't have to acknowledge anything that is more a social issue.
Right. So she is also saying they don't intend to divorce their spouses.
They want open relationship. Open.
Right.
And that's their choice.
Okay. So it's just...
But they have to be willing to pay for it if caught.
Yeah.
You can't definitely do anything unless you're willing to pay for getting caught.
Okay. Let me see if she says anything else here. Yeah, they've never talked about monogamy between themselves.
They're not monogamous. But, they're polygamous.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's just...
Just set boundaries. Do we see each other once a week? You know, you set boundaries around your lovership.
Right. She's listening actually and responding right now. So I'm just looking at what she's saying. Yeah. That's about that. And then we have another question.
What?
You say to stay until you get the lesson. My question is, how do I know I've got the lesson? Now, that's a tough question, Dr. Allen.
The lesson is stay as long as you're getting monogamy, continuity, and going towards marriage if that's what you want. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So when you're not willing to keep the agreement to monogamy, continuity, and longevity, You're done. Move on.
Right. Very good. So okay, so
it's negotiating.
Yes. Definitely.
I like people to date three times to see if there's any chemistry. Chemistry is important, especially on the days when you don't like each other. If there is a little chemistry at the end of third date, date the fourth date. If there's no chemistry and you're done, say, I really appreciate our dating, but I don't have romantic feelings for you, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. So if you date me, you're dating a friend.
Right. Right. Yeah, that I think that's what, I think that's super important.
Yes.
This next woman says, what is your recommendation for a book so I can understand if I am being emotionally abused because I feel like I am? Do you have a what book recommendation?
Explain that question to me.
This woman feels like she's being, the woman feels like she's being emotionally abused, but she doesn't know if she's just being dramatic. So she wants to know if there's a book she can read that would help her understand emotional abuse.
The book is A Taste for Pain by Maria Marcos.
Mm-hmm.
It's female masochism.
Oh, okay.
You got it. You can only find it in a used bookstore.
Right.
It's not a brand new book, but it'll answer that.
I think the other one I'm going to make a recommendation is going to be Conversational Rape by Dr. Pat Allen.
Oh, good, good, good. Oh, that's good.
That's one. Definitely. And the other one I'm going to recommend is the book that is your new book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And the reason is because I feel it really shows a true balance of good versus evil.
Yes.
And I do. I think
it puts the tools in.
It does. But I think there is a concept and an element that sometimes arises out of abusive relationships. That is the concept of good and evil.
Yes.
You know,
I think it goes
back to what you talk about with the respect to the yin yang, like the yin yang life, like you talk about with Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee, that balance of darkness and light. Good and evil and things of that nature. I think sometimes we don't understand that, you know, and then our relationships become like a tempest and a teacup.
I know that.
So I'm definitely recommending Conversational Rape for that question to the maximum degree.
Good.
And with that said, we are out of time, Dr. Allen. What do you have to say before we go tonight?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And what am I going to do to get it or get rid of it?
That's the truth. Thank you all for being with us tonight. We hope you'll be back with us next week. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.